just didn't want.
No, the answer to that.
I'm trying to find where.
All right. We may have to, like, stand at ease until we round everybody
okay.
up again.
Okay. You ready, Eric? All right. Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. With that gavel, I have convened a subcommittee on transportation and economic development for May 28th, 2015. We are gathered here today for the purpose of a work session on Senate Bill 5520, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 5520, and Ms. Deister, will you get us started?
I certainly shall. The LFO recommendation for the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, Senate Bill 5520, work session materials have been posted on OLIS. The LFO recommendation only takes into consideration at this time the liquor portion of the agency's budget. We are basically disengaging the marijuana portion until we have a little more clarity with regard to policy decisions from the Measure 91 Joint Committee. And so that's what these recommendations encompass at this time. The marijuana regulation portion can catch up in the end of session reconciliation budget bill, or through the actual policy bill, we can amend necessary expenditure limitation into that bill, which will then apply to OLCC's budget. So that's how that two opportunities for that portion of the process to work. So the LFO recommendation includes expenditures for public safety and administration, just for the distilled spirits, beer, and wine. We're assuming continuation of the 50-cent per bottle surcharge. That generates an additional $33.8 million in revenue. Pursuant to the co-chair's budget framework, 100% of that revenue is assumed to go to the general fund. That will require legislation in the end of session during the budget reconciliation process to direct that to the general fund, as has been done in previous biennia. So the surcharge also generates the need for an additional $3 million in expenditure limitation for agents' compensation and $314,626 in bank fees. So if you've turned to page 2 of your memo, you'll see the what the recommended budget generates in terms of the distribution formula at this time. So we've got $629,000 to the wine board, $17.9 million to mental health, drug and alcohol treatment, $232 million in regular distribution to the general fund, plus that $33.8 million in surcharge revenue. $82.9 million to cities, $58 million to counties, and $41.5 million to city revenue sharing. Now, you'll recall that startup funds for Measure 91 implementation have been borrowed from the liquor fund, so these eventual amounts will change a little bit, because as those funds are repaid, they will be repaid with 2% interest, so those numbers may go up a little bit. In the 15-17 biennium. We're hoping that those will all be repaid by the end of 2017. So the Legislative Fiscal Office recommendation results in an agent's compensation average rate of 8.93% of sales, and that is because of the inclusion of the package that basically equalizes the compensation for agents in the formula for exclusive and non-exclusive stores, and we'll get to that in a little bit. So the average rate went up from 8.88% in this biennium to 8.93% in 15-17. Okay, so If there aren't any questions, I'll continue. Packages are included to increase the shipping capacity. That's that additional conveyor system to allow them to ship out of more than one door. Training costs for OLCC inspectors and public safety personnel. Repairs to the roof. E-commerce and e-licensing capabilities. An upgrade to the telephone system. And again, additional expenditure limitation for agents' compensation for that formula change that I just referenced. So that's basically it in a nutshell. There is a proposed. I can go through the packages one at a time if you would like, or if not, I can truncate this.
Colleagues, any preference by members of the committee? The chair will then express a preference. Let's just ask if there are any questions about the individual packages rather than have you walk through them one at a time. Colleagues, you've had the memo. Any chance, any questions that arise from specific packages? I have a couple. The first one is the OLCC facilities, and I'm dropping back in time to when we were discussing the roof repairs. There were some other repairs, and I want to know whether or not we have structured those so that they all occur in the same time period, so we don't have to have a contractor mobilize and demobilize and then come back again. And I would invite the director up to make any comments about that. Okay. The other issue that I would like to touch on, and I will be channeling co-chair Gomberg, and that is about the e-commerce, e-licensing, and credit card charges and any of the rest of those issues that might be in flux as a result of this budget. So let's start with the capital construction.
Okay. So if I could talk real quickly about package 301. This package addresses the most pressing facilities that they've got, which is repair and replacement of several sections of their roof, remediating some water damage, dealing with some affected HVAC units, replacement of aging boilers and piping, and replacing a portion of the fire alarm system. There is a 10-year facilities plan, so this is not going to be the end-all be-all of all improvements to the facility. They will likely be back with another portion of the facility in the next biennium, but this, I think, takes care of all of the roof issues in that section that we're talking about fixing. So
well, this also, I know that we're not dealing with any of the marijuana issues in this, but you had a large capital request for facility improvements for marijuana, and I'm just trying to make sure that we're doing this in the most cost efficient way possible and that we're not running contractors in and out of there disrupting the flow of business at your facility. And I just would like some reassurance on the record that you're thinking about those issues.
Madam Chair, for the record, Steve Marks, Executive Director of OLCC. Now, I believe all of those timing issues with respect to the roof and the boiler and those pieces are self-contained here. We can do it concurrently. As LFO stated, that, you know, we are looking at a multi-year sort of longer-term project on the repair of the roof. The marijuana capital construction issues are primarily separate and apart from this. They have to do with the front of the building and sort of our customer service as you come in and our ability to accept maybe cash payments at the front doors or develop sally ports somewhere, drop boxes. You know, there's a lot of discussion yet about what that accommodation is going to look like, as well as potentially a little bit of crossover in the Millport facility as we look to use some of that facility potentially for staff training when marijuana staff come on earlier.
Thank you. Colleagues, any other questions for Mr. Marks?
I have nothing yet.
Okay. The e-commerce and e-licensing capabilities, one of the issues that's come up in another sub is the prices, the variability of prices charged by different agencies for credit card transactions. And at least just to put on the record an interest, you guys probably haven't heard about this, but the interest in trying to regularize those charges and understand what they are, processing versus what agencies are charging, what happens to the differential, are you pocketing that float? And another issue that's come up and received a lot of scrutiny in general government is the question of doing business with vendors who may or may not owe the state money, either in corporate taxes, personal taxes. I know that because you're a cash transaction, you have less to worry about in that regard, but I think most agencies are going to come under some degree of scrutiny with respect to how they're handling some of that outstanding obligations. I'd welcome a comment on the record.
Madam Chair, aware of that process going on, looking for efficiencies and how the state uses its credit card as authority and what state agencies are doing. I'll let Bill talk to any particulars if we cross over. I'm not aware of others except for this. I believe at one point there may have been a questionnaire that came through our administration. Bill, you?
For the record, Bill Schutte, economist for the OLCC. I'm not aware of anything either. Our credit card fees are pretty much paid by us now through the vendors and then through Treasury, through the point of sale systems, and we get our records of those each month. It really depends on the types of cards being used in the system and credit versus debit and that sort of thing.
Okay. Thank you. Colleagues, any other questions? I am going to alert folks that are listening that I think we're making our way towards a work session. For people that are watching this or listening, Representative Gomberg is testifying on a bill. Representative Reed is trying to be in two committees simultaneously. Representative Whitsitt is trying to be in two committees simultaneously. I'm going to have to leave to go to another meeting, and so I think we want to try to gather up our votes to make sure that we've got a quorum for the purpose of conducting business. And, Eric, I'm going to give you this number and see if you'll alert Representative Reed. Thank you. Okay. So I had one last question. Mr. Director, you've had a chance to review this with Legislative Fiscal Office. Anything you want to put on the record about the budget presentation?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, it's a budget that really puts us in position, I think, to secure our future, to secure our revenue stream. It's very important, the capital investments in the warehouse. We do, as you know, we felt we were at risk. This gives us the ability to have a capacity to meet Oregon's needs into the future. So vitally important, very good investment, I think, on behalf of the state, and we thank you very much.
Okay. So with that, I would just say that the Legislative Fiscal Office recommended budget for the Senate Bill 5520, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission, amounts to $170,614,219 other funds, 230 positions, and 225.50 FTE. And I can continue to stall for time if you would like.
Anything else that you think might be of interest for the committee while we're rounding up our last votes?
I think one of the things that I would like to note is that one of our packages is Package 303 to provide for online and e-commerce licensing. Initially, the agency anticipated that they would be building such a system on their own. The LFO recommendation is for them to basically contract for that particular capability. They are currently working with a vendor for e-commerce licensing of the marijuana system, and it seems like this would be an opportunity for some synergy in that way and some cost savings to the agency. So the LFO recommendation does incorporate that.
Perhaps, Ms. Dyser, you would speak to the budget note. I know that you'll want to talk about it as we move through in the votes, but if you've got any comments about the budget note, now might be a good time.
Okay. Well, the Legislative Fiscal Office is proposing a budget note for your consideration, and that is basically we know that obviously Measure 91.
Why don't you suspend that if you don't mind? We've got Representative Whitsitt. It's noted for the record you're taking care of two committees simultaneously. So we now have a quorum on both sides, and I think we can begin to move to some motions, please.
Okay.
Representative Whitsitt, we have gone over the budget at a very high level. There were no specific questions on a couple of specific questions on the packages. We have dealt with those. We have heard the LFO recommendation, and we're starting to move towards motions.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that's the first thing.
Okay. Okay, so the chair would entertain a motion on the LFO recommendation.
So moved.
Okay, Senator Monroe has moved the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5520. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objection? Okay. Ms. Deister, would you go over performance measures?
Okay, the performance measures are included as part of your work session presentation materials. And the Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending the key performance measures as presented. It's recommended that the Commission work with LFO to devise appropriate KPMs related to the regulation of recreational marijuana, and that those be submitted in time for the 17-19 governor's recommended budget process. I believe that it's going to be iterative, and that will hopefully give them enough time to devise those key performance measures, figure out what they can affect, what is measurable, and perhaps we may even see some reflection with liquor measures where applicable, perhaps a similar kind of return on investment sort of model, etc. So
okay.
We'll see.
Colleagues, you have heard the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures. I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Senator Monroe moves the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures. Any questions? Any discussion? Any objections? They're adopted.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Deister, we're back at the budget note.
We are back at the budget note. So the Legislative Fiscal Office is proposing a budget note as follows, and I'll just go ahead and read it in very quickly. In order to achieve efficiencies and promote cross-training to enhance staff expertise, it's expected that OLCC will integrate positions approved for the implementation of Ballot Measure 91 into existing divisions where appropriate. However, the Oregon Liquor Control Commission is directed to work with the Legislative Fiscal Office and the Department of Administrative Services in preparing a 2017-19 agency budget that provides for the following: inclusion of a cost allocation plan for marijuana-related central agency administrative services, differentiation of revenue received from the regulation of alcoholic beverages and related licensees, and revenue derived from regulation of marijuana and related licensees, and 2017-19 budgeted expenses and information on actual 15-17 expenses that illustrate the extent to which agency resources and personnel are devoted to the regulation of alcohol and marijuana.
Colleagues, any questions of Ms. Deister about the budget note? Senator Monroe.
Move acceptance of the LFO recommended budget note.
Senator Monroe has moved the LFO recommendation on the budget note as presented in the May 20th, 2015 memorandum prepared for the purpose of the work session on the OLCC. Colleagues, any questions, any discussion, any objection? The budget note is approved. Ms. Deister.
Okay, so just to reiterate, the Legislative Fiscal Office is recommending a budget of $170,614,219 other funds and 230 positions. For expenses associated with distribution, public safety, and administration of distilled spirits, beer, and wine, and that Senate Bill 5520 be amended accordingly. It is also recommended in this appropriation bill that we amend expenditure limitation for the current biennium for 2013-15 to increase expenditure limitation related to agents' compensation by an amount of $350,000. That will maintain agents' comp at their average rate of 8.88% of sales for 13-15. They've experienced higher than expected sales volume, and so they need the limitation in order to be able to pay out at that rate. So the amendments that you see in the dash twos have both of those components in them.
Okay, colleagues, any questions of Ms. Deister?
Madam Co-Chair, move the dash two amendment to 5520 as recommended by LFO.
Colleagues, you've heard Senator Monroe's motion. Any questions, any discussion, any objection? So ordered. Okay. Ms. Deister, take us home.
Well, Madam Chair, I think at this point, the last motion that we will need is to move the bill to the full committee with the due pass recommendation as amended and carriers.
Madam Co-Chair, I'm going to move the measure to full Ways and Means as amended.
Co-Chair Gomberg moves Senate Bill 5520 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation as amended. Colleagues, any questions? Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered, we need carriers. Got any volunteers?
Don't everybody jump up at once.
Representative Gomberg to full and to the House, and I will take it to the Senate. Okay, colleagues, any other business to come before the committee?
Just, Madam Co-Chair, I wanted just to apologize to the committee and those in attendance. This is the time of the session when we are supposed to all be in two or three places at once, which is why we're running around flushed in and out the door. I'm glad to be here for the vote.
Thank you. I appreciate all of you were noted for the record that that's where you were. Ms. Deister, anything else for the committee?
I don't believe so.
Thank you. Colleagues, we're adjourned.
And we got you.